Each week in our turn at this earth, author Julene Bear ponders questions she began asking as a young woman working beside her father, a third-generation High Plains farmer. Questions like how to make a living while also stewarding the land and water beneath our feet.
Finding the right words. It's happened many times. There I'll be, driving innocently down a western Kansas road, and a stretch of buffalo grass will reach out and grab me, almost pulling me into the ditch. Often I've had to stop the car and get out, as I did one February afternoon a few years ago. Here's the description I wrote later that evening for my book, The Ogallala Road. Predominantly grayish-brown with only a hint of green this late in the winter, the grass also had patches of salmon. No single or solid color anywhere. Everything complex. Everything variegated, like the human eye and human consciousness. That is why coming up on a patch of wild prairie affirms me so much. Wildlife recognizes wildlife. All life is wild at center. We need the natural world to know ourselves. The composer Ludwig von Beethoven used the word resonance to describe our relationship to nature, and resonance is exactly what I felt as I stood on that roadside in midwinter, breathing in the smells of dampening earth and grass, unable to pull myself away despite the sleet hitting my face. Something deep within me resonated with my surroundings. It wasn't merely a matter of liking or even loving what I saw on that February afternoon. Standing in the presence of a large expanse of healthy, unfarmed grass any time of year soothes me. It gives me the impression that things are right with the world. Although things may be far from right elsewhere, they are right in that place. Put simply, if nature is okay, so am I, because I am part of nature. In her book, The Nature Fix, science writer Florence Williams cited an MRI study in which parts of the brain associated with pleasure, empathy, and unconstrained thinking received more blood flow when subjects viewed pictures of nature. Empathy, I thought, yes. Pleasure, yes. But it was the word unconstrained that leapt out at me. On unfarmed prairie, I can feel my mind opening the way my lungs open when breathing fresh, clear air. We use the word freedom in association with open landscapes because of the freedom we feel when we're in them. We identify not only with the openness, but with the vitality of the grand living world. The biologist E.O. Wilson's word for this was biophilia, bio meaning life, philia meaning love. He defined it as the innately emotional affiliation of human beings to other living organisms. We are biophiliacs, one and all, but not all people are as obsessed as I am with seeing what is left of the natural world on the plains preserved. That is why I search for the right words to share my passionate belief. The wildness outside us speaks to the wildness inside us. Wildness resonates within us. It soothes.
Julene Bear is the author of 1 Degree West and The Ogallala Road. For links to her books and other essays, visit julenebear.com. Our Turn at This Earth is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Julene Bear and produced by Angie Hafley. More episodes can be found online at hppr.org.